This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to try this. Christine and Salt from the second-rated Christine and Salt Show. What is it called? What do you call it?
Christine and Salt.
Christine
That's
and Salt.
All it's called?
It's not hard to...
Pretty creative.
No, it's just Christine.
What is the company and company for Brian and company?
Yeah.
It's like Matt, Mark, Morgan, and Bob.
Oh, because they don't deserve naming rights?
Yeah.
We're just numbers.
Yeah.
You're the and okay. company.
They're the doo-wop girls.
Are you number two?
What does that mean?
Like, he's Diana Ross and we're the Supremes.
Yeah.
Or you're the Pips.
Yeah.
The Pips.
Gladys. Old Gladys, Gladys over here.
All right, listen. And Mark Christopher's here as well. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
He's like a Labrador. He has no idea what's happening.
Yeah, yeah, come here. Oh, the door just opened. Oh, what's up?
Good morning.
We're back together again to do the NCAA tournament. I guess the rules of engagement were too complicated. So today we're just going to do the men's bracket, and maybe we'll just do the Sweet 16 for the women. First of all, I wanted to just be with you again. So I wanted to come up with for a reason to be together. How are we doing?
I know how much you love us.
Yeah.
You missed us.
True.
You have the nicest thing to say about us before we started taping. It's really good.
We long for you guys.
Yes.
You guys suck.
That's why we have you on, because we're so bad we need the help.
You ruined Salt's weekend.
Yeah.
By the way, can I just tell the story?
Yeah, tell the story. Let me tell the story because I'm concise. You are not.
Okay.
That's true.
So, Shackman starts blowing up everybody's phone in a group text over the weekend, so much so that I had 75 text messages on there. It was the only – I had a babysitter because my wife had been away for a couple of days. I had the kids by myself, so I was doing double duty. I needed a night out. I was playing poker with my buddies, and all of them were like, is everything all right? Is your babysitter calling you? Because I had to look at my phone every stupid time you sent a one-word text.
So the way it goes with a couple of my friend groups, if someone's not responding, you can do certain things to sabotage their life. One is – to send a bunch of messages and have one word per text to send the messages. So then
super adult
they wake
on
up
a Friday
and there's like 150 messages and it really...
Is this how you get your kicks,
well,
really?
Well, actually, the reason why I'm surprised at the Venom is usually it's kind of funny.
Yeah. No,
it's
not,
funny. Nobody
not funny
likes
at all.
That. Nobody likes the 75 messages.
Why are you
messages?
Being quiet?
If that's on a Thursday night when we're all coming into work the next day, haha, funny. Yeah. Friday night, go F yourself.
He's here trying to play his hand, and every time he has to look at his phone,
I get
the
one night out, and this is what I got going
and
on.
And it screws up his poker game. Yeah.
Well, to quote George...
You owe him money.
To quote George W., mission... accomplished.
Good job, Brownie.
Now watch us drive.
See, the funny thing is, fine, retribution is coming, but I am not a person who will do a simple retribution.
No, oh, complicated.
You will need a new set of tires.
Awesome. I actually need four new tires.
Just saying.
I need four new. Maybe insurance will pay for it. That's
it won't perfect. It won't be your car. It'll be somebody else's car that you're paying for. Yeah.
Salt is a planner. Yeah. Yeah. He will plan the attack.
I understand where he's. I have young kids.
Yeah.
So I understand. If you got to get out of the house.
To put this in context, I had a producer who pranked me 12 years ago. I got back at him last year. He didn't see it coming. Whoa. He was living in a different state.
Wow.
And I destroyed his home with a glitter bomb. He didn't see it happening.
That's good.
That's what I have in my head. So just wait.
So good.
You will never sleep again.
Try to keep this snot in there.
I can't help
11 years from now, Brian, you might be in a retirement.
I might be dead.
Seriously.
I certainly won't be working here.
You're going to be on some kind of machine, and I'm going to pull that plug.
Buddy.
Anyway, can we get to the Final Four?
Yeah. Because that's all we have time for. Try to control it.
All right, so listen, I guess we'll go around the room. I thought maybe if Matt or I win...
No.
What I want
no,
is...
There's no stakes because I didn't get what I wanted when I won the football poll.
Take it.
I want that thing re-engraved with our name on it.
Whatever.
I don't know how they're going to re-engrave it.
We're looking at the... By the way, you're so good at ridiculing me for visuals over audio when it's a radio show. She's pointing at our trophy for winning the best morning show in Connecticut from the Connecticut Broadcasters Association.
It's official.
Just letting you know what she's pointing at that nobody in the audience knows about. All right, listen, I thought maybe we'd do a show swap. We go do a five-minute segment on your show, and you do a five-minute segment on our show.
Fantastic. The ratings will blossom over here and tank over there.
That's kind of the point. It's a win. It's a win-win.
That would be fun.
Yeah, we're game.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Yeah.
And Mark, if Mark wins, he gets to choose whatever.
Wait, my son's calling. Hold
Mark
on.
Gets to do whatever.
You can't do that.
Hi, Ian. We're on the air. Everything okay?
I was going to ask if I could go to your house and have breakfast.
Yeah, go ahead. Help yourself. Let yourself in.
What's he going to have?
Fruity Pebbles? You got Fruity Pebbles?
Because you got no money. I know why you're doing it.
Go ahead. I see you later.
All right. Let's just do our Final Four. We'll have tiebreakers or whatever later. Okay? So Christine, since you're so lovely and I care about you so much.
You want my Final Four?
Yeah.
For the men.
That you didn't have time to do the women.
I have the women here. I just couldn't load it in electronically.
Oh, that's fine. Okay.
I got, because I'm from Nebraska, I got Creighton. Duke, Houston, and Omaha in the Final Four.
You have Omaha beating St. John's in the first round?
Yes.
Awesome. That's amazing. So repeat your four again.
Creighton, Omaha, Houston, and Duke.
Wow. Three of the whitest teams there are in America.
That's true. That's crazy. I don't know how she picked the same Final Four that I did. That's nuts. No. I got Michigan, Florida, Duke, and Houston.
Wow.
Oof. I have... Michigan State, St. John's, BYU, and Houston.
Wow, it's so different. Mm. Mark, what do you have?
Alabama, Illinois, Michigan State, Florida.
Illinois.
There's no S.
Illinois?
It's a silent Illinois. S. Yeah.
Chicago, Illinois.
You didn't take Arkansas?
That was good. That was good. I have Ole Miss, St. John's, Alabama, and Tennessee.
Well, that is.
And then I have
that's an SEC heavy.
I know. I have St. John's beating Alabama in the final.
Okay. Mm. Wow.
What's your final? Is it Creighton Alabama versus Omaha?
It's Creighton versus Houston, and I do have Houston winning.
Okay.
Houston.
Houston, we have Houston. No problems.
Yeah. Houston.
I have St. John's beating Houston.
Ooh, good, good.
Wow. All right.
Good on me and you. Who'd you have again, Mark? I talked over you.
I have Alabama, Illinois. Michigan State, Florida. I have Florida, Alabama, and Florida winning the whole thing.
Ah.
Yuck. Do you want to do the women really quick?
I didn't do any women.
Okay. All right. We'll do that next time.
You didn't
he's
do
so
any women.
Mad.
Nope.
I've never, because usually it's mock anger. Like, yeah. I know he's
no,
kidding.
He's
yeah, yeah. I love it.
You are in trouble.
But I'm a little bit nervous about it.
You should be.
Told you.
Okay.
It's going to start.
We'll come back next week, maybe, and we'll do the final 16 of the women.
If you're here.
Thank you very much.